T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On a Monday, glad to have you. Hey, coming up at the end of this hour at 10:45, we're going to see just how Gen Z, Generation Z, Jamie is.
So I'm Gen X, right?
You are Gen X.
I'm a young Gen Xer.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I'm young Gen X. You're at the tail end of that. Yeah.
You are old millennial.
I'm an elder millennial.
Elder millennial. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
I'm game.
We'll see how Gen Z are, because Gen Z is after me.
I don't have a lot of confidence about this, but I think it'll be fun.
Let's see. So Generation Z began in 1997. Grant is filling in on the other side.
Fun fact, 1997, the year I graduated high school.
Grant, what year were you born?
96.
Okay. All right. So you are the very... We are bookending the millennial generation, you and I. So anybody younger than our producer, Grant, who is one of the younger staff members we have here, is Gen Z.
Just my birthday, too, so the bar keeps raising.
Well, happy birthday to you.
Born in 1996.
Yeah, you and I were both in high school. I had my learner's permit.
So that means every song today is going to be like, no, Grant doesn't know that song. No, Grant doesn't know that song. No, he doesn't know that song. No, he wasn't even alive when that song came out.
Yeah, pretty much.
It'll be a fun day.
So we will find out just how Gen Z you really are when we hit you with some Gen Z slang. All right.
It'll be fun.
We'll see how well you do.
We have to tell you that, so in terms of the kind of day this is going to be, this will be interesting a little bit to see how the day goes. We should also point out that coming up a little bit later at 1 o'clock, the streetcar is getting its sixth vehicle. And so that's a reason to talk about streetcar and some of the conflicts that happen in our city between the various modes of transportation.
Everybody hates everybody.
Yes.
You thought gun control was divisive.
Matt Staub, who is with the Kansas City RTA, Regional Transit Alliance, will be in studio with us at 1 o'clock just to talk about more of those issues. But starting off the show today, a story that you heard Kansas City's Morning News doing this morning, and Sherry Preston talked to them more about this. How young do you think is too young to start having your kids lose weight? And I'll even broaden it out a little bit. How young is too young to have your kids be aware that maybe they need to get in shape a little bit? Sherry Preston.
Weight Watchers, now called WW, says its new Curbo app is a fun and engaging way for kids between the ages of 8 and 17 to learn the basics of healthy eating. Company says it's not about losing weight, it's about being healthier. Critics say it's all about weight loss, and putting too much focus on that can be unhealthy for kids. While childhood obesity is a real problem in this country, they say so are eating disorders and yo-yo dieting, both of which can lead to a whole set of other problems, especially for children. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
So you have an app that is now aimed at kids as young as 8.
Yeah.
And we have, as everyone knows, we have a child obesity problem in this country.
Yes.
And we have kids out there that are getting phones and tablets and whatnot. And if we are going to try to figure out a way to slow down the child obesity that's out there, what's the best way to reach those kids? An app. An interactive app.
And so you can take a look at the app if you want. It's being installed on my phone as we speak. And I'm on their website, curbo.com. It's K-U-R-B-O.com. And the way that they say it works is all foods are allowed. You just follow the traffic lights. Green light foods, including all fruits and veggies, are great to eat anytime. Yellow foods like lean proteins and pasta also are good. You just have to watch your portions. And then they've got the red category like candy and soda. You don't have to give them up. Just stop and think about how to budget them in. And again, this is designed for kids as young as 8. And then you can track your activity on the app. You can weekly plan and do all those kinds of things. But you enter everything that you're eating over the course of the day. And again, this is designed for kids. And they're getting a lot of criticism from people saying, you are, you're bringing too much attention to kids and trying to get them to lose weight They're calling it dangerous, irresponsible, and immoral, according to that change.org petition. They say it's not to get kids to lose weight. It's just as a way to reach a healthier weight and to become more aware of what they are eating. It's a touchy subject a little bit, I think, for a lot of parents. I was in Illinois over the weekend and hung out with a lot of the cousins and stuff over the weekend. And I noticed, I have a cousin who is my age who has two sons who are probably 10 and 11.
Okay.
The 10-year-old is lean and, you know, going to be a little taller, I think, and just to me what appears to be an average 10-year-old. But the 11-year-old, I admit, looks heavy.
Okay.
Looks heavy in the face. Looks heavy. I mean, you kind of know. You know, you kind of know when it doesn't look average. And I thought, okay, I don't have kids, so I don't know how that happens. Especially two kids in the same family. You know, generally families are active. And so they, you know, that's been my experience. But it was odd to me that there was one of the sons that's just a little bit bigger. And I thought, well, that's a touchy subject because I wonder how mom is handling that. Because for sure mom knows. Mom looks and mom knows. And I assume that's not what you want for your child. You know, you don't want your... Because let me just tell you, as somebody that grew up not as a healthy eater and then had to learn that habit later in life, it is much harder to learn to be healthy as an adult. It is much easier if those habits are instilled in you when you're young. So how do you reverse it? And what do you think about this app for kids?
576-7798. Should we have apps that are targeting kids as young as 8 to lose weight? I have so many questions about this. Do kids know... Let me take that back. I will bet most kids don't understand obesity. I don't think a 10-year-old knows that, you know, if he keeps eating Doritos and soda... that he's going to be obese. I don't think a 10-year-old knows what obesity means.
No. I think they know, though, what... I'm going to use this term, and I know I'm... I think they know what fat is, though. I think they know what being overweight is. Only because they look at themselves compared to their friends, or they look at their friends, and they can tell the difference. You know? Now, maybe they don't know the definition of obesity as it applies to your BMI and that kind of thing, but they know when looking at their friends who's bigger.
But do they know how food groups help you get there? You know what I mean? Like,
obviously, that's a question.
Because, like, we always had, with all due respect, you know, you're growing up, you had the fat kid in your group, and he was the one that ate like cherry pie, and he ate like, you know, a thing of ding dongs, and his lunch was not as healthy as somebody else's lunch was.
Got seconds at lunch.
Yeah.
You know, like when I was in school, you could do that. You could just get seconds of whatever the lunch was, or they got ice cream after their lunch and the other kids didn't. I'd love to know from parents what schools are teaching about nutrition.
Because we learned about healthy eating, but I don't think it mattered.
We learned the pyramid. That was all we really learned was the nutrition pyramid about, you know, at the very top was the things you ate like once a day, and at the very bottom were the fruits and vegetables that you were supposed to, you know, four times a day.
You remember that a lot better than I do.
I do. I totally remember that because we didn't do it in my family because both my parents worked, and this is an excuse, but I assume a lot of you who are parents are in this situation. It's... I don't know. Maybe I'm giving parents too much of a slide, but I know with two parents who both worked 50, 60 hours a week, it was fast food for me a lot.
Yeah.
Or I was eating at the babysitter's.
It is one of the big regrets that I have growing up. And I didn't know it at the time, but we drank soda often.
Oh, all the time.
It's one of, you know, if I could go back and change a few things in my life, it would be the soda consumption when I was young. And I'm not an obese person, but... It really, I know that it caused an issue. My family ate a lot of potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure, and I mean, I had my cholesterol checked
pasta.
In my last time. You ate a lot of pasta. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the things that Lee has told me. We are not going to recreate what you did as a kid. And that's fine. She's right. Britain doesn't need to have, you know, soda at the age of 6. And we did have a lot of that. And I know it. But I don't think I ever really put two and two together where it's like, okay, if you eat Doritos, you're going to get fat. It was just always the fat kid in the group. You know what I mean?
And so what do you think about an app like this?
Because if parents aren't going to do it, so, you know, figure out a way. Don't tell me how to parent. Well, do you want the child obesity problem to infect you and your family?
Because
are you cool with that?
Here's the other side of it a little bit is, should it be on a 9 or 10-year-old to be tracking what they're eating every day think about that? Or is that more on the parents? You know, now if we're talking about 16, 17. Okay, fine. That's a different thing. But should it be on a 9 or 10-year-old to have that kind of, you know, mental responsibility to think about that? The other thing we think about is there is a very fine line, I think, between making sure we're teaching kids to be healthy, but also not becoming too aware of how they look. Mm-hmm. Kids are, particularly girls, really self-conscious and really impressionable. And the fear is that you don't want to cross the line into kids getting into eating disorders because they feel like they got to be skinny. You know, there's really got to be a delicate conversation about that so that kids don't get too self-conscious and then go too extreme the other direction.
576-7798. What do you think about an app that is designed for kids as young as 8 to keep an eye on their weight, to tell them what they can and can't eat? 576-7798, the phone number. Text into 22980. Talking about this weight loss app that targets kids as young as 8 years old, put out by Weight Watchers. I'm kind of torn on this, Jamie, because it was... We've got about a 20% or so obesity problem. And I don't know if that's alarming enough for people to sound the alarm and we need to target all children and get them to stay healthy. Is 18% scary enough for parents to actually care and do something?
And is the app the thing to do, right? Or is this because it's so WW was formerly known as Weight Watchers. The app is for kids ages 8 to 17. I went to put it on my phone, and the first thing it asks you is, are you a kid? And if you are, you need your parents' permission to put this app on your phone.
Okay.
Or you have to be the parent I didn't get any further because I want to do it as the kid. I want to see what it's like as the kid.
And I wonder how many kids are going to go. Let's say an 11-year-old girl, all right? Is an 11-year-old girl or an 11-year-old boy going to, with their tablet or phone, seek out the app? Because, again, I go back to... Man, when I was 10 or 11, I had no idea what childhood obesity was. And this was in the 80s and 90s. And it was just, you know, I'm going to eat this cheeseburger. I'm going to have these French fries.
And Wicked, I don't know if I want a 10-year... And again, it's different, like 16, 17. Mm-hmm. That's a different conversation.
Right, right.
But I don't know if I want an impressionable 10-year-old girl or boy putting this app on their phone and becoming what I fear would be obsessed with what they eat.
It does bring in the, I have to have more of those greens than I do the reds.
I have to track it too much. I have to, you know, because as much as kids get into games and things like that, my fear is that with an app and a way for them, I fear obsession with that. And that doesn't go anywhere good. You know, when you get kids too concerned about that, that leads us in the opposite direction where you're going to have kids that feel like, you know, it's a game then of how thin they want to be and you know, and what that number on the scale is, which for adults that's different. Or for 16, 17-year-olds, that's different when you're a little more solid in who you are, you know, and your body image is a little more cemented. But when you're young, when you're that young, you're just so much more impressionable. I don't know how I feel about having an app on kids' phone to track what they're eating.
Whenever we say we've got a childhood obesity problem, everybody says, yeah, we have a childhood obesity problem. We got to do something about it.
Yeah.
Is this the right way to do it? Because the right answer is, mom, dad, you should be keeping an eye on what your kids are eating.
Yes.
And instead of having soda 3 times a day, maybe mix in water, milk, or some kind of all-natural sugar-free juice. I don't know, just an idea. I didn't do that. And some people aren't gifted, and I'm blessed with a metabolism that it never caught up to me. Still hasn't. Knock on wood. But that being said, it's going to catch up to most people. And you see the kids that are having 3 sodas a day and a Butterfinger. And you see that.
Do you think some of it is, and I'm using myself as for experience here.
Mm-hmm.
By virtue of having parents who were not healthy eaters, I was not a healthy eater as a kid, nor was I a healthy eater as an adult. It was just one day saying, okay, I'm tired of feeling bad about myself. I want to have more energy. I'm looking in pictures and hating it. Then I decided to, and I had a total learning curve. I didn't know how to be healthy. Do you think the obesity problem is in part because of parents who are overweight or unhealthy and just pass those habits on?
Yeah, 100%.
Because for kids to be healthier, parents have to be healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's, they don't want to be.
Does your mom eat healthier now?
So it's really funny. My mom was a very skinny young adult. and then somewhere in her 30s and 40s put weight on, probably just in working a lot, and recently lost weight. Mm-hmm. Recently kind of went through the same thing where she was like, I'm ready to have more energy and make this change. And she and I talk about it a lot. We talk about ways to be healthy a lot. And we kind of teach each other. Like, she didn't really know either exactly the right. And my mom's a nurse, for crying out loud. Has been an RN my entire life. There is an education involved. And I don't know where adults would naturally get that education. You got to seek it out.
My dad wakes up and has a Coke for breakfast.
Yep.
He doesn't have breakfast. That's his breakfast. And he's smoked for 50, almost 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more. I don't even know what number we're up to anymore these days.
Yeah.
My father and my mom, she doesn't drink as much soda that's caffeinated now because she had a mild heart attack about 10 years ago. So a lot of stuff is lightly salted and, you know, caffeine free and all of that. But growing up, Lay's potato chips were sacred in my house.
So what did you eat for lunch at school?
I probably had a peanut butter sandwich, one of those.
You brought yours?
Yeah, most of the time brought mine. Peanut butter sandwich, small bag of chips. Maybe there was an apple in there. And the drink may have been a Coke. I can't think back to the time when I'd had a healthy lunch consistently.
I remember exactly what I had for a lot of high school for lunch. Candy bar and soda.
Boom!
For lunch. And let me just tell you, those habits are so much harder to break when you are an adult.
Yeah.
It was so much harder for me to do it at 35. Than it would have been at 15.
Let's talk to Joy on KMBZ. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
What do you think of this app aimed at kids?
Well, okay, first of all, at that age, they don't have the cognitive ability to understand the app. So who's going to pick up this app are kids that are predispositioned for eating disorders. And what it's going to do is it's going to start that OCD state that they already are predispositioned for to hone in and focus on counting calories.
So you don't think this in any way, in for the majority of it, doesn't attack the 18% child obesity rate we have enough?
No. We've got a 10 to 15% at that age that have eating disorders or are genetically predispositioned for them. You're more likely to die from an eating disorder than you are obesity. These are the kids that are going to target it, those that have that need to overcompulse. The other kids, you want to do them a favor, teach them balance. You can have chips, you can do this, but do it in balance. That's what they are cognitively able to handle at that age.
Hey, Joy, thank you for your phone call. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and again, to me, there's a big difference between 8 to 10-year-olds and, you know, 16, 17-year-olds, but she's right. I think you take somebody that's already having sensitivity about body image and taking that in the wrong direction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.